Looking ahead to the fall, it turns out a normal back-to-school habit could hurt your kids in the long run. With your KFM News update, I'm Andrew White. First grader Sudbury police are wishing to speak to a gentleman called in by concerned citizens. Two reports have come in regarding an older gentleman approaching youth in the area of Long Lake Road and Dewdrop Road. He's described as being a heavier set gentleman in his 50s or 60s with white hair. He was last seen driving a silver four-door vehicle. Sudbury police say they do not know the man's intentions and would like to speak with him personally. Hydro One says that all up, more than 27,000 customers, including many in Timmins, lost power yesterday afternoon. Customers all the way from Cochrane to Moosonee lost power for a few hours. While much of the power has been restored for the area, Hydro One says they're still investigating the cause. Turning to Queen's Park, Ontario NDP leader Andrea Horvath has announced this week that the party is calling for what they call a comprehensive package of amendments to the Labour Standards Act and Labour Relations Act put out by the Wynn Liberals. KFM spoke with Horvath, who says the NDP have been on the ground speaking with those affected by changes to labor laws.
We are constantly in touch with not only the labor movement, but also a number of different organizations that are active trying to make the kind of changes that we need in Ontario's laws.
Horvath says that in addition to a number of amendments, they are looking for 5 paid sick or emergency days for all workers and 3 paid vacation days after the first year of employment, up from the current 2. And finally, the University of Toronto has completed a study that says students who spend time hanging around in designated pickup zones at school could end up suffering from long-term health issues. The study says this all occurs when students are breathing in levels of pollution from idling nearby vehicles. The study even suggests that pollution could extend into the playground area situated nearby. There's no word yet as to whether or not schools or school boards will respond to the study. For local news and weather anytime, go to kfmradio.ca.